三章。
Exodus 3.
从第一节读起，我们要读到第六节。
Beginning with verse 1 to verse 6.
摩西牧养他父亲米甸祭司耶特罗的羊群，一日里羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
Now Moses was pasturing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现。摩西观看不了，荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet the bush was not consumed.
摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？”
So Moses said, "I must turn aside now and see this marvelous sight. Why the bush is not burned up?"
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西。”他说我在这里。
When the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am.
神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Then he said, Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place in which you are standing is holy ground.
又说我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
He said also, I am the God of your father.The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let us bow our heads for another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，哪里有你的同在，哪里就是圣地。
Lord, we thank you that wherever your presence is, that is holy ground.
我们真需要脱下我们的鞋来。
We have to remove our sandals.
你也是启示你自己的神。
You are also a God of revelation.
也告诉我们说，你是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，也是雅各的神。
You told us that you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
主啊，但你给我们恩典，叫我们能蒙上脸。
May you give us the grace so that we can hide our face.
我们若认识你，我们就不能不蒙上脸。
If we know you, we cannot help but hide our face.
在这次的特会里面。
May you join this conference.
是我们面对面的时候
The time when we meet you face to face.
我们曾经风闻有你，但是在这次机会里面，叫我们真的认识。
Lord, may we come today this conference to really know you this time.
我们知道你不会叫我们空手回去。
We know that you will not send us back empty-handed.
所以我们把整个的周末、整个的聚会交在你的手中。
So we commit this whole conference time unto your hands.
我们求你赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Do give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
无论老的，无论少的，无论多年蒙恩的，无论刚刚得救的，叫我们都真认识你。
Whether old or young, whether those who have known you for a long time or those who just know you, may we all come know you.
这是我们的心愿，这是我们的祷告。
This is our heart's desire. This is our prayer.
我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们刚才读的这段圣经，大家都很熟悉。
The verses we just read, brothers and sisters, are very familiar with.
我们都知道摩西大概在他八十岁的时候
We all know that when Moses was about 80 years old
他的一生大概经过了三分之二
His life had gone through about two-thirds of his life
有一天他在旷野里面看到一丛荆棘
And one day in the wilderness he saw a bush
结果被毁荆棘被烧着了但是却没有烧毁
And the bush was burning yet it was not consumed
对摩西来讲这是一个大的异象
For Moses this was a great vision
结果他要过去看
So he wanted to go see this.
没有想到从荆棘里面神居然对他说话
And he never thought that God spoke to him through that burning bush.
神说摩西摩西
God said Moses Moses.
他说我在这里
And he said here I am.
神说不要近前来当把你脚上的鞋脱下来
God said do not come near her remove your sandals.
因为你所站之地是圣地
For the place which you are standing is holy ground.
我们知道摩西一生一共活了120岁
We know that Moses, his whole life, he lived 120 years.
第一个四十年他在埃及。
The first 40 years he was in Egypt.
圣经告诉我们他在埃及学尽了一切的学问。
The Bible tells us that he learned all from Egypt.
他从小就认识神。
He knew God from his youth.
不过是他的母亲做奶妈的时候，他从母亲那里得着关乎神的知识。
It was because his mother became his nurse, and it was at that time that he knew and gained knowledge of God.
结果第二个四十年，神就把他放在旷野里面。
And in the second 40 years, God put him in the wilderness.
现在大概到了四十年最末了的一段时间。
And here you are reaching in the 40 years.You are reaching the end of the second 40 years.
摩西就像平常每天做的事一样，他就带着他岳父耶特罗的羊群就往西奈山去。
Now Moses was doing his daily task, taking the pasturing the flock of Jethro into the mountain.
他常常看见荆棘起火。
Many times he saw bushes being burnt.
因为在西奈旷野温度很高。
Because in the Sinai Desert, the weather is, the temperature is very high.
所以我们知道，常常温度会超过 flash point， 常常会超过燃点，所以荆棘很自然就烧起来。
So many times the temperature raises to a point that it passes the flash point and the bush burns.
那荆棘烧荆棘火焰烧荆棘的时候是几秒钟，不到一秒钟就全部起烧毁了。
And actually, what happens is that bush is burnt within 1 second.
但是这一次他所看的一丛荆棘。虽然被烧着了，但是却没有被烧。
But this time he saw a bush that was burnt, but it was not consumed.
摩西从来没有看见过。
Moses had never seen this before.
他正要往前去看怎么回事的时候
，As he was stepping forward to see what was happening,
他做梦也不要想到神居然会从荆棘里面说话。
He never thought that God spoke through the burning bush.
神告诉他说，应当脱下鞋来。
God said, "Remove your sandals from your feet."
从前他从母亲那里听说有神。
At one point before in his life, he heard from his mother about God.
他大概知道他自己百姓的历史。
He knew the history of his people.
所以他四十岁的时候，他就要去解救他自己的弟兄。
So when he was 40, he went to resolve the problem of his brother.
我们可以说摩西从小就是认识神。
We can say that Moses knew God from his youth.
但是就在这个时候
，But at this time,
摩西第一次看见，第一次听见神居然在荆棘丛里面说话。
For the first time, Moses saw and heard God speak from the burning bush.
因为神的同在
，Because God's presence.
所以你看见荆棘没有被烧毁。
You see that the bush was not consumed.
所以他很自然的就来到了神的面前。
Very naturally, he came before God.
但是神提醒他。
But God reminded him,
你所站之地乃是圣地。
Where you are standing is holy ground.
你应当把你的脚上的鞋脱下来。
Remove the sandals from your feet.
但是故事不停在这里。
But the story does not end here.
我们普通读这段圣经就停在这里。
Normally we stop reading right here.
但是圣灵说神又说。
But the Holy Spirit says God spoke again.
我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看见神。
Then Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
当神把他自己再次启示给摩西的时候
When God revealed himself once again to Moses,
这一次的 knowledge, 这一次的知识乃是第一手的 first-hand 的知识。
This knowledge was a first-hand knowledge.
他亲眼看见荆棘火焰里面有人对他说话。
He saw with his own eyes within the burning bush someone speaking to him.
他亲眼看见神的荣耀。
With his own eyes he saw God's glory.
因着神的荣耀托住那一丛的荆棘。
And because God's glory was in this bush.
结果荆棘能够继续的燃烧。
Therefore the bush could continue burning.
他知道他是面对面圣洁的。
He saw that he was facing the Holy God.
很自然的，他要把他的鞋脱下来。
Very naturally, he had to remove his sandals.
但是没有想到神的话不停在这。
But he never thought that the word did not stop there.
当神启示他自己是耶和华神以前
，Before God revealed that he was Jehovah God.
圣经告诉我们说，他说我是你父亲的神。
The Bible tells us that he said, "I am the God of your father."
是亚伯拉罕的神。
I am the God of Abraham.
以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
雅各的神。
And the God of Jacob.
结果摩西有个很自然的反应。
Then a very natural reaction Moses had.
一个真的认识神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的人。
One who truly knows that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
一个真的认识神的人。
One who truly knows God.
他不只是脱下他脚上的鞋。
Not only does he remove the sandals from his feet.
他更是蒙上他自己的。
But even more so, he hides his face.
因为摩西在埃及经过了四十年。
Because Moses went through Egypt 40 years.
他是一个有历史、有头、有脸的。
He is somebody in history, one who had a head and a face.
结果这一次圣经告诉我们说，他就蒙上脸。
And the Bible tells us that he hid his face.
摩西果然认识他的神。
Moses knew God.
我们知道这次我们大会的主题是认识。
We know that the theme of this conference this time is knowing God.
我们要从三方面来认识这位神。
Through three different aspects, we want to know God.
在希腊文里面，认识有两个字。
In the Greek, to know, there's two words.
一个字就是看见。
One is to see.
另外一个认识。
The other to know.
乃是告诉我们，你如果认识一个东西的话。
Is if you know something.
一个认识，要认识这个人和被认识那个对象，中间因着这个认识就发生关系。
If you, to know one person and the person to be known, between them a relationship is formed.
结果就产生一种 union, 就产生一种的 relationship, 就产生一种的关系。
So then a relationship, a union is established.
所以我们这次说到认识谁。
So when we speak of knowing God,
不光是看见。
It's not only just seen.
那因着我们看见。
Because we saw,
因着我们认识他,
because we know him,
如果我们认识神的话,
if we really know God,
那么神和我们之间就有一种的关系。
Between God and us, there will then be a relationship.
圣经怎么形容这种关系呢?
How does the Bible describe this relationship?
所以神启示说他是亚伯拉罕的神。
So Bible said that God said he was the God of Abraham.
他是以撒的神。
The God of Isaac.
是雅各的神。
The God of Jacob.
从三方面你能认识这一位神。
Through three different aspects you can see this God.
从这三方面。
Through these three.
我们不只认识我们的神。
Not only do we know God.
我们也能与我们的神有奇妙的连接。
We can also have a union with our God.
这个认识不光是客观的知识，也变成主观的经历。
It is not just an objective knowledge, but it becomes a subjective experience.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是我们这一次大会的主题。
This is the theme of the conference.
但是我们的祷告是这样。
But our prayer is this.
不止这个信息让人听见。
Not only that the message can be heard.
如果这些话真是神的启示的话。
If these words are God's true revelation.
人不能不觉得这里不是圣地。
Man cannot help but feel that this is a holy place.
人当他真的遇见真的认识亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神。
If one were to really know the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
他不止脱下他脚上的鞋。
Not only does he remove the sandals from his feet.
他也很自然地蒙上他自己的。
But very naturally you also hide your face.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
结果你看见神和我们中间有一个更深的关系。
You see that there is a deeper relationship between us and God.
那个关系深到一个地步。
The relationship is so deep.
神在我们身上的工作最后就完成。
That the work of God can be accomplished in our lives.
亚伯拉罕的神告诉我们说，神乃是我们的父。
The God of Abraham shows us that He is our Father.
以撒的神给我们看见，我们的神乃是子。
God.The God of Isaac shows us that our God is a son.
神不只是父神，他也是子神。
God is not only a father, but he is a God the son.
在基督里面，
in Christ,
你看见一切都已经做成功了。
All has been accomplished.
我们乃是承受产业的人。
We are the ones who get in the good of the inheritance.
亚伯拉罕的神给我们看见一切都是神开始，都是他发起。
We see that the God of Abraham in him all begins in him.
以撒的神给我们看见一切都已经做成功了。
The God of Isaac shows us that all is done.
所有神的计划是在他的儿子里面完成的。
All of God's planning has been done in his son.
所以如果我们真的看见以撒的神。
So if we see the God of Isaac.
你看见一切都已经成功了。
Everything has been done.
我们的神乃是雅各的，乃是以撒的神。
Our God is a God of Isaac.
那雅各的神。
The God of Jacob.
那就是给我们看见圣灵怎样在我们身上工作。
Shows us how the Holy Spirit works in our lives.
雅各并不预表圣灵。
Jacob does not represent the Holy Spirit.
但是雅各的一生乃是代表圣灵的工作。
But Jacob, his whole life represents the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果你知道雅各有多诡诈，有多坏。
If you know how tricky, how bad Jacob was.
你就知道圣灵的工作有多深。
You know how deep the work of the Holy Spirit is.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在这里不是讲神学。
We're not here to speak of theology.
我们不是客观地知道说神是父神、子神和灵神。
We are not here objectively saying that he is the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
这位神是和我们发生关系。
This God has a relationship with us.
你能看见我们一切事的开始和起源都是从我们的父那里来。
You can see that the whole beginning comes from our Father.
因着主在十字架上为我们所完成一切。
And because of the accomplishment of the cross by Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
现在你看见我们像以撒那样，好像什么都不做。
We are like Isaac, somebody who does nothing.
我们乃是承受所有 亚伯拉罕为我们所做成的。
We have received everything that Abraham has given us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
Because the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross.
他为我们死。
He died for us.
所以我们不必死了。
No longer do we have to die.
什么也不要做。
We don't have to do anything.
这是以撒。
That's Isaac.
今天基督住在我们里面。
Christ lives in us today.
他替我们活。
He lives for us.
所以我们不必活了。
No longer do we have to live.
一切都是他做的。
He has done everything.
这就是以撒。
This is Isaac.
这感谢，这是亚撒以撒的神。
This is the God of Isaac.
但是我们知道
，But we also know，
在我们的肉体里面没有良善。
In the flesh, there is no good.
我们知道神可以是亚伯拉罕的神，可以是以撒的神。
God can be the God of Abraham and of Isaac.
神怎么可以是雅各的神
？But how can he be the God of Jacob？
但是感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
我们就像雅各一样
，We are like Jacob。
在我们里面没有良善。
In us there is no good。
但是感谢主
，But thank the Lord。
你看见圣灵怎样在雅各身上工作
？You see how the Holy Spirit worked in the life of Jacob。
所以因着这个缘故
，For this reason，
有更深的认识
，There's a deeper knowledge，
更深的连接
，There's a deeper union。
亚伯拉罕经过了好几件事情
，Abraham went through many things。
一件事情
，One thing。
两件事情
，A second thing。
不光生以撒
，Not only did he bear birth Isaac，
他也生以撒。
But he also raised Isaac. He also consecrated Isaac.
你看见经过了好多好多事。
Through many different things.
现在他认识谁是他的父。
Now he knows that he is his father.
以撒是如此。
Same thing with Isaac.
雅各也是如此。
Same thing with Jacob.
经过了许许多多的事。
Through many different things.
慢慢他们就认识主。
They slowly knew God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们刚刚得救的时候。
Once we were saved.
我们就已经认识主了。
We already know the Lord.
但是我们需要经过许许多多的事。
But we have to go through many things.
我们的一生需要让主更多的雕刻我们。
Through our whole life, we need our Lord to work in us.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有一天你能够说
one day we can say,
亚伯拉罕的神我认得了
the God of Abraham, I know.
因为他是死无变为有，他是死人复活的神。
Because he is the God of resurrection.
以撒的神我认得
I also know the God of Isaac
因为我知道怎样在基督里我能够承受所有属灵的一切
Because I know in Jesus Christ how I can receive everything in him
我不光是从圣灵入门而且我也是靠着圣灵来成全
Not only have I entered through the Holy Spirit but I can finish because of the Holy Spirit
那不光如此
Not only that
像我们这样如虫如蛆的雅各
Just like
as a worm
Just like we, Jacob, who was like a worm.
圣灵能够把我们改变，变化我们。
The Holy Spirit can change us.
能够做深切的工作。
So can do a deeper work in us.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我相信我们每一个人都有个见证好做。
I believe we all have a testimony.
你在主面前的经历越多。
Before the Lord, the more the experience you have.
你在主面前所经过的事情越多。
The more things you go through in the Lord.
现在不是头脑里面告诉你。
It is not what the head tells you.
因着你与主有更深的连接。
But because you have a deeper union with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们能从经历里说。
Now we can speak through experience.
神是亚伯拉罕的神。
That God is the God of Abraham.
是以撒的神。
God of Isaac.
雅各的神。
God of Jacob.
你我如果真认识的话。
If you and I really know him.
神没有劝他蒙起来来。
He did not tell him to hide. God did not tell him to hide his face.
神告诉他要脱下鞋来。
God told him to remove his sandals.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
一个真认识神的人
one who truly knows God,
他一定蒙上脸。
He has to hide his face.
所以感谢主
brothers and sisters,
这就是大会的主题。
This is the conference.
认识神
knowing God.
认识神是亚伯拉罕的神
knowing that he is the God of Abraham.
认识神是以撒的神
the God of Isaac.
认识神是雅各的神
knowing God is the God of Jacob.
在这个三个人物里面
Among these three people
恐怕最难讲的一个人是以撒
The most difficult person to speak of is Isaac
因为以撒没有多少东西可以讲
Because there's not much to speak about Isaac
亚伯拉罕很多东西可以讲
Much to speak about Abraham
你讲三堂都讲不完的
You can't finish in three sessions
雅各更多了
Even more with Jacob
我想雅各可能需要十堂才行
Maybe 10 sessions to fill Jacob
弟兄怎么要讲以撒
But Isaac
两堂是太多太多了
Two sessions is too much
因为所有认识以撒的人都知道
Because those who know Isaac know
你知道以撒实在说来他是一个庸庸碌碌平常无奇的人
Isaac was somebody who was unremarkable with very plain, very common
看非常普通普通的人
Very common and plain person
你看见他一生下来他就承受他父亲所有的产业
As soon as he was born he received all of the inheritance of his father
所有亚伯拉罕的都是以撒的
All of Abraham's was Isaac
你看见吗
You see that?
亚伯拉罕是个创业的是个开始的人
Abraham was somebody who began stuff He began
你看见没有一个人本来在加勒底的乌尔
Somebody who was before in the earth
现在老了来 到一个人生非常陌生的一个地方，叫做迦南。
Now he comes to a very place, a strange place, Canaan.
结果你看牛群羊群都是亚伯拉罕的。
And you see all the cattle, all the sheep were his.
所以弟兄姊妹，以撒什么也没有做。
Isaac didn't do anything.
以撒所做的就是他父亲做的。
What Isaac did was what his father did.
所以实在说来，你读以撒的故事没有什么特别。
So if you read the story of Isaac, nothing special.
你读他的父亲。
You read his father.
那实在是实在你看见是个很多很多可以读的。
There's much to study about.
你读他的儿子那更精彩了。
And if you read his son's story, it's even more exciting.
所以亚伯拉罕和以撒以和雅各他们的故事都是多彩多姿
colorful,
非常多彩多姿。
So Abraham's story and Jacob's story is very colorful.
但是以撒好像没有什么东西。
But Isaac, there's nothing.
你知道以撒什么都是别人做的。
Isaac was everything was done by others.
他挖了几口井，那个井还他爸爸替他挖的。
The wells that he dug were actually dug by his father Abraham.
他的太太是别人替他选的。
His wife was chosen by somebody else.
他看都不需要看。
He doesn't even have to see her.
那个人连拣选都不要。
He didn't even have to choose.
你看世界上有没有这样享受的人？
Is there somebody like him who can enjoy life like him?
用中国人土话说，这个人完全是个大老爷啊。
In Chinese, it's described as somebody who does nothing, who never lifts up his finger.
就好像一个大家庭里面一个
like a master in the household or the father in the household who never lifts a finger to do anything.
茶来伸手，饭来张口。
The tea comes, he sticks out his hands. The rice comes, he just opens his mouth.
什么都不需要做。
Don't have to do anything.
有人烧茶，有人端茶。
There are others who do the tea, the others who make the rice.
有人烧饭，有人送饭。
And there's those who deliver the rice to him.
他伸手就可以了。
He just has to stick out his hand.
他张口就可以了。
He just has to open up his mouth.
你想想看，全世界有没有一个人想的那么容易的？
Is there something as easy as this?
所以实在说来呀、
If we were to really speak,
大概二十分钟就可以把以撒就可以讲完了。
We could probably share in 20 minutes.
实在没有什么好讲的。
Nothing much to say.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这是我们从人的角度来读以撒的故事。
And this is in the point of view of man as we study his word.
你如果要认识亚伯拉罕的神，
If you want to know the God of Abraham,
你不能从人的角度来看亚伯拉罕。
You cannot see it by the point of the man's point of view.
你需要问说圣灵是怎么解释亚伯拉罕一生的故事。
Well, you have to ask, how does the Holy Spirit explain the life of Abraham?
同样的，我们要问一个问题。
The same way we have to ask a question.
圣灵怎么解释以撒的故事？
How does the Holy Spirit explain the life of Isaac?
当圣灵解释的时候，
When the Holy Spirit explains it,
他就把以撒就把亚伯拉罕就当作一幅一幅的图画。
You'll see that he gives the story of Abraham and of Isaac into different pictures.
那圣灵就用这些图画来把他所要告诉我们的真理来启示给我们。
And then through these pictures, the Holy Spirit will reveal his truth.
这就是我们所说圣经中的预表。
This is what we talk about in the Bible as types.
我们知道说，如果光就着雅各这个人来说，
If we are just to speak of Jacob, the person,
那实在没有什么好说的。
Nothing much to speak of.
但如果神拣选他做预表的话，
But if he is chosen to be a type,
你看见这一把很重要的钥匙，
Then it becomes a very important key.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕那把钥匙是在希伯来书。
The key of Abraham is found in Hebrews.
而以撒的这把钥匙是在加拉太书。
And the key of Isaac is found in Galatians.
如果你读加拉太书读第四章的话，
If you were to read Galatians 4,
不是你的解释，不是我的解释。
It is not my interpretation, not yours.
那里提到以撒，那里也提到以斯玛利。
It speaks of Isaac and it speaks of Ishmael there.
但是在提到以斯玛利、提到以撒以前，
But before it speaks of Ishmael or Isaac,
圣经一开始保罗就告诉我们说，那个承受产业的。
The Paul tells us that one who is an heir.
他本来是全业的主人。
Before he was the owner of all the inheritance.
但是当他做孩童的时候， But, 你看见他却是和奴隶一样的。
But as he was a child, he was the same as the slave.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
在这里，圣灵要告诉我们什么叫以撒，什么叫以斯玛利。
Here, the Holy Spirit wants to tell us what is Isaac, what is Ishmael.
然后你读到加拉太书的时候，
When you read Galatians,
那里告诉我们到了时期满足的时候，
It said when the fullness of time,
你看我们的主就为妇人所生。
Our Lord was born of a woman.
而且是生在律法之下。
And was born under the law.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
以撒一生下来。
As soon as Isaac was born.
就生在以斯玛利的影子底下。
He was born under the shadow of Ishmael.
就在夏甲的影子底下。
Under the shadow of Hagar.
他生下来他不只有撒拉他自己的母亲。
Not only when he was born did he have his mother Sarah.
但是那个时候以斯玛利已经生下来了。
But Ishmael had already been born.
所以以撒完全是在那个影子底下过日子的。
So Isaac was living under the shadow.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
为什么有以撒的故事呢
why is the story, the story of Isaac?
为什么有以斯玛利的故事
why is the story of Ishmael?
为什么以撒断奶的时候一定要把以斯玛利赶走呢
why when Isaac was weaned that he had to cast out Ishmael?
如果我们光从旧约来读我们不会明白它
if we are to just read it in the Old Testament we can't understand
如果你从新约圣经里面找到那把钥匙的话
but if you find the key in the New Testament
现在很清楚
then it becomes very clear
你看见的时候原来以撒乃是个预表
you'll see that Isaac is but a type
那么以撒到底教训我们什么呢
And what does Isaac teach us?
你知道在新约圣经里有一个真理是很重要的真理
In the New Testament there is a very important truth
那个真理就是儿子的名分
This truth is the truth of sonship
这个儿子的名分是个很大很重要的真理
Sonship is a very important truth
你怎么明白儿子的名分呢
How do you understand sonship?
现在圣灵给我们一幅图画
The Holy Spirit now gives us a picture
你知道许多时候我们讲的儿子名分
Many times we speak of sonship
那是根据我们所明白的
It is according to what we understand
但是圣灵自己解释给我们听
But the Bible explains it to us
如果你把加拉太书第四章读好几次的话
If you were to read Galatians 4 several times
你看你很清楚的一幅图画
A very clear picture
再借助以撒的故事
That through the story of Isaac
一面给我们看你儿子
On one hand we see sonship
信子的有永生
The one who believes in the Son has everlasting life.
信子的罪就已经定了。
The one who does not believe, sin has already condemned.
有了儿子就有生命。
To have a son means to have life.
没有儿子就没有生命。
No son, no life.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
毫无疑问的
unquestionably,
你看见以撒所预表的
what Isaac typifies,
不是个普通的生命。
Is not a normal life.
有一个儿子。
There is a son.
在宇宙中只有一个儿子。
There is only one son in the universe.
那是神父怀里的独生子。
And that is the only begotten son in the Father's womb.
所有地上的儿子都是影子。
All the sons on this world are but shadows.
你我就儿子。
You and I are sons.
我们都是影子。
But we are shadows.
弟兄姊妹，这些影子乃是告诉我们宇宙中有一个儿子的故事。
These shadows point to a son in the universe.
那就是父怀里的独生子。
And that is the son, the only begotten son in the Father's womb.
这就是约翰福音。
This is John.
你看约翰福音只有两次提到怀。
Gospel of John only mentions the womb twice.
痛怀。
The bosom. It only mentions the bosom twice.
一次给我们看在父怀里的独生子。
One is the only son in the father's bosom.
还有一次给我们看见在主耶稣怀里的约翰，也就是你和我这些人。
And also John, when he lay by the bosom of Jesus, you and me.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
严格来说
strictly speaking,
整本的约翰福音就是以撒的故事。
All of the gospel of John is the story of Isaac.
一面给我们看你儿子。
On one hand, we see the son.
你不需要形容这个儿子。
You don't need to describe the son.
整个的宇宙就这么一个儿子。
There's only one son in the universe.
父怀里的独生子。
The only begotten son in the Father's womb.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是整本约翰福音要告诉我们的。
This is what the whole Gospel of John wants to tell us.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
不止我们的主是在父的怀里。
Not only is our Lord in the Father's bosom.
你看见约翰代表你和我也在我们主的怀里。
And John representing you and me. We are also in the bosom of our Lord.
这就是两把钥匙告诉我们整本的约翰福音。
These are two keys to explain the whole Gospel of John.
整本的约翰福音就是给我们看见儿子的名分。
The Gospel of John shows us the matter of sonship.
那在旧约里面
In the Old Testament.
如果你要找到一幅图画给我们看见什么是儿子的名分。
If you want to find a picture that shows us what sonship is.
到底约翰福音讲什么
And what John speaks of in
the Gospel. 我想那个太清楚了。
Then it's very clear.
那就是以撒所给我们看见。
It is what Isaac shows us.
一面给我们看见儿子。
On one hand, we see son.
你看你预表这个以撒怎样预表我们的主。
We see how Isaac is a type of our Lord.
他怎样是父怀里独生子。
How he is the only son in the Father's bosom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你从这个眼光来看以撒的话。
If you were to see it in this point of view to see Isaac.
弟兄姊妹。就着我所知道的。
According to what I know.
在圣经许许多多的预表里面。
In all the different types in the Bible.
很少有一个预表像以撒的预表那么完全的。
There is very few types as complete as the type of Isaac.
他的确确把圣经里很重要的真理告诉我们。
He speaks through him. We see many truths in the Bible.
讲到永远的旨意，好像都是很高很大的。
When we speak of the eternal purpose of God, we think it's very great, something high.
但是感谢主。
But thank you,
圣灵就用这些图画要让我们来明白它。
The Holy Spirit through these pictures wants us to know it.
所以一面给我们看见的的确确是以撒是预表我们的主。
On one hand, we see that Isaac is a type of our Lord.
但是另外一方面
，But on the other hand,
你看见以撒也预表我们这些人。
Isaac also is a type of us.
明白吗？你如果仔细的从以撒这个加拉太第四章的话
，If you read carefully Galatians 4,
你明显看见以撒的预表有两面的。
You'll see two aspects of
Isaac. 给我们看见我们的主是如何。
On one hand, we see how our Lord is.
你看见这个叫做生命。
This is life.
有了儿子就有生命。
If you have a son, you have life.
现在你懂得什么叫以实玛利吗
？Now do you understand what Ishmael is?
所有从天然生的。
Everything that is birthed naturally.
所有从你和我来的都是以实玛利。
Anything coming from you and me is Ishmael.
这里有生命不错。
There is life here, yes.
但是不是宇宙中唯一的生命。
But it is not the one life in this whole universe.
那个生命神称它作他的独生子。
This life is the only son.
Only begotten son. 所以当愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
为什么我们要认识以撒的神呢
？Why do we need to know the God of Isaac?
一面给我们看见我们更认识我们这一位主。
Therefore, we can know better our own Lord.
你看见我们的神把所有万物万有都交在他的手里。
God has given all things into His hands.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你如果读约翰福音读到第三章的时候
，If you read the third chapter of the Gospel of John,
那你怎么说呢
？What does it say?
说父爱子。
That the Father loved the Son.
他把万有都交在他的手里。
Had given all things into His hands.
这就是亚伯拉罕、以撒的故事。
This is the story of Abraham and Isaac.
所以现在你明白吗
？Do you understand?
为什么圣灵描写以撒是那样的描写呢
？Why did the Holy Spirit describe Isaac?
如果你从具表的眼光来看的话
，Through the eyes of typology.
现在从以撒的身上，你就要认识我们的主。
In Isaac's life, you can know the Lord.
他是怎样是父怀里的独生子
？How he is the only begotten Son of the Father.
他怎样？是全业的主人。
How he is the owner of all.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这就是我们所该认识的以撒的神。
This is the God of Isaac that we should know.
你对他越有认识
，The more you know him，
我们是认识主的。
We are the ones who know the Lord.
主是被认识的对象。
And the Lord is the object of our knowing.
那我们这些认识主的人和我们的主很自然就产生了一种的连接。
And those of us who know our Lord then create a very natural relationship.
我们的关系越来越深，越来越深，越来越深。
Our relationship is deeper, deeper, and deeper.
本来宇宙中只有一位独生子。
Before there was only one begotten Son in the universe.
自从我们的主从死里复活以后
，Ever since our Lord resurrected from the dead,
他要领众子进到荣耀里。
His lead to lead all sons into glory.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
根据加拉太书
，According to Galatians,
你看。以撒不光是预表我们的主
，Isaac not only is a type of our Lord，
以撒也预表我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
Isaac is also a type of us who have been saved。
那不止如此
，Not only that，
主不光是用生他的生命生了我们
，Not only did Jesus birth us with His life，
这个生命要长大的
，This life should grow，
这个生命要成熟的
，This life should mature。
等到生命长大的时候
，And when the life grows up，
圣灵要把我们放在一个地位上
，The Holy Spirit will put us in a place。
这个地位叫做 the placing of the Son， 就是。把我放在儿子的地位上。
And this place is called the placing of the Son.
那什么时候圣灵把我们放在那个地位上
？And whenever the Holy Spirit puts us in that place.
这个叫做得儿子的名分。
That is sonship.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
儿子的名分好像很抽象，是不是
？Sonship seems so abstract.
那是因为我们不认识儿子。
It's because we don't know the Son.
有了儿子就有生命。
If we have the Son, there is life.
信子的有永生。
Those who believe in the Son have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是全本圣经里面最奇妙的启示。
This is the greatest and most amazing revelation of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，这个也是圣灵要借着以撒来告诉我们。
And this is what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us through Isaac.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我相信我们今天早晨我们要来看以撒怎么预表我们的主。
This morning we want to see how Isaac is a type of our Lord.
礼拜六晚上
，and the Saturday night，
我们要一同来看以撒怎样说到儿子的名分。
We will talk about how Isaac speaks of sonship.
我们怎样能得着儿子的名分
？How we can gain sonship？
我再说，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从表面上来看，以撒好像没有什么。
On the surface, it's as if Isaac has nothing.
但如果我们真的来默想以撒的故事
，But if we are to meditate on Isaac's story，
那实在说来最 美丽最动人的故事。
It is one of the most beautiful and touching stories.
所以但愿圣灵能够带领我们经过这两次的时间。
May the Holy Spirit lead us during these two sessions.
让我们能看见那幅圣灵所要让我们看见的图画。
That we can see the picture that the Holy Spirit wants to show us.
那首先我想我们知道这个以撒身上有几个特点。
Firstly, there are a couple of features in the life of Isaac.
我们知道以撒他生下来那个生就是非常特别的。
Isaac's birth was very special.
我们都知道以撒乃是他父亲母亲晚年的时候生的孩子。
We all know that Isaac was born while his father and mother were old.
他可以说是应许之子。
He was the child of promise.
我们知道自从人堕落以后。
We know that as men, when men fell,
神就应许亚当。
God promised to Adam
将来人类的救主乃是女人的后裔
that the savior of this whole world will be the descendant of the woman
the seed of,
the seed of the woman
所以圣经告诉我们说必有童女怀孕生子
so only through the birth of the virgin mother shall there be the son being born
所以我们知道说我们的主他降生的时候乃是应许之子 the son of promise
we know that when our Lord came he was known as the son of promise
那我想我们对于以撒的故事很熟了
we are very familiar with Isaac's
story 我觉得这个题目很难讲还有一个原因就是大家太熟太熟了
another reason it's tough to speak on this matter is because the story is too familiar
所以我假定弟兄姊妹对以撒的故事非常熟悉的
so I'm going to assume you know the story of Isaac
但是我愿意提醒弟兄姊妹他有好几个特点
butBut I want to remind several features to you.
光是从以撒的生，你就看见他好多地方都像我们的主。
Only by his birth, you can see many similarities to our Lord.
你记不记得神应许以撒？
Do you remember God promised Isaac?
自从亚伯拉罕到了迦南以后。
Ever since Abraham reached Canaan.
他第一站就到了示剑。
The first stop he.The first stop that he stopped at was Shechem.
我们知道在示剑的时候，他刚好是七十五岁。
At Shechem, he was 75 years old.
那个时候，神就说我要把这块地赐给你的后裔。
At that time, God said that I will give this land to your descendants.
亚伯拉罕没有儿子。
But Abraham had no son.
所以事实上，神应许把以撒给他是从十二章就开始了。
So when God promised that promise of a son, it began in chapter 12 of Genesis.
然后后来亚伯拉罕和罗德分开了。
And then Abraham and Lot separated.
所以等到罗德分开以后
So when Lot went his own way,
神就带亚伯拉罕到一个高的地方
God brought Abraham to a high place.
很可能就是今天撒玛利亚的山地
It's probably at the top of the Mount Samaria.
所以神就让他往东往西往南往北看
So he had Abraham look north, east, south, and west.
然后神告诉他说神要把这块地赐给他的后裔
God said that he would give this land to his descendants.
他的后裔要像海边的沙那么多
His descendants shall be as much as the sands in the sea.
结果等了半天没有事情发生。
But he waited for a while and nothing happened.
所以到了十五章的时候。
So in chapter 15.
所以那个时候神向亚伯拉罕显现。
God appeared to Abraham again.
神告诉他不要害怕。
He said, do not fear.
然后他就和神有了一番对话。
And then he spoke with the Lord.
他告诉神说。
He spoke to God and said,
他没有后裔。
I have no descendants.
他认为说那个在他家里的佣人以利以谢就是他的后裔。
He thought that probably Eliezer, who was in his household,
所以他现在明白原来神说我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。那么当然就是因为他没有儿子，就是以利以谢说的。
So he thought that since God was giving him this land, that he was giving it to Eliezer, who was in his household.
到了亚伯拉罕八十六岁的时候。
But when Abraham was 86,
还是什么消息也没有。
There was still no news.
你记得主说不，以利以谢不能的。
But God said Eliezer, no.
只有从你本身生的才是后裔。
Only that which is born from you is your descendant.
所以等了半天没有消息。
So he waited and still nothing happened.
所以最后他想，我应当帮神一点的忙。
So afterwards he said, "Let me help God."
这样神的应许就能成就了。
Then his promise can be accomplished.
所以八十六岁的时候，你知道他就从夏甲就生了以实玛利。
So and while he was 86, then he birthed Ishmael via Hagar.
结果十三年之久，神没有向他显现。
And then For 13 years, God did not appear to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
因为以实玛利长大的日子
because of the years of life of growth of Ishmael,
就是他篡夺以撒的日子
those are the years that he usurped of Isaac.
所以让我们记得神要的是以撒。
God wants Isaac.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕等不及了。
But Abraham could not wait.
虽然凭着肉体他生了以实玛利
and through the flesh he birthed Ishmael.
但是以实玛利长大的日子乃是空白的日子。
But Ishmael's lives Ishmael's life was a life of a blank life. Whenever we live in the flesh, our life is blank. While he was 99 years old, God appeared once again to Abraham. He reminded him once again about his descendants. Do you know what Abraham said? He said, may Ishmael live before you. He and his wife have reached the end of their natural life.
不错, 亚伯拉罕的生命和以撒的生命能产生一些生命。
Yes, so their lives together can create life.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他能够生以斯玛利。
Abraham can Ishmael can be born of Abraham.
但如果亚伯拉罕生以撒的话,
but if Isaac were to be born of Abraham,
神必须要做一件事,
God has to do something.
神让亚伯拉罕从25岁一直等到100岁。
God allowed Abraham to wait from 25 years old to when he was
100.
A quarter of a century has gone by.
那是一个漫长漫长的等待。
It was a slow and arduous process of waiting.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
然后亚伯拉罕, 神就启示亚伯拉罕。
So Abraham revealed, God revealed to Abraham,
从以撒生, 从撒拉生的, 才要成为神的后裔。
That the one who is born from Sarah shall be the descendants of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见说这个应许是经过了好长好长的时间。
You see that this promise went through a long period of time.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你还记不记得我们的主是2000年才降生的？
Do you remember that our Lord was born 2,000 years ago?
但是远在6000年以前。
But over 6,000 years,
我们不知道是多少年以前,
we do not know how many years.
当人堕落以后,
but after man fell,
神就应许亚当, 女人的后裔要上撒旦的头。
God promised that the seed of the woman shall bruise the heel, shall bruise the head of the serpent.
所以你看见有一天有一个儿子要生下来。
You see that there is a son that will be born.
所有的儿子都是男人的后裔。
All the sons are the
seed of man.
We know that only Jesus is the seed of woman. The Savior of this world has to be the seed of woman.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, this promise was a promise that happened a long time ago.
人一堕落,
as soon as man fell, he promised this son.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你看见经过了好几千年,
after several thousand years,
你看见说经过了好久好久,
after many, many years,
在2000年前,
2,000 years ago,
你看见主耶稣果然降生来到了地上,
our Lord was born here on earth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当我们读到创世纪的时候,
when we read Genesis,
圣经告诉我们说, 到了神所说的日期, 撒拉就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
So at the fullness of time, God allowed Abraham and Sarah to have a son.
那同样的，在加拉太书也告诉我们说， 到了时期满足的时候， 我们的主就在为妇女所生， 而且生在律法之下。
Likewise, we see in Galatians that in the fullness of time, a son shall be born to a woman under the law.
所以弟兄姊妹， 你看见说， 这里很多很多很像很像的。
Here you see several similarities.
所以我们能够知道， 在这些地方， 以撒是。
So here we can see that Isaac is very similar to our Lord. His birth was a very special birth. Why?
当神要亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候,
when God wanted Abraham to offer up Isaac,
他说你的儿子,
he said, your son.
神特别说你独生的儿子,
God said, your only begotten son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不错, 在那个以前, 亚伯拉罕已经有了以斯玛利了。
Yes, before that, Abraham and Ishmael.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget,
在这个宇宙中,
among, in this universe,
真正能算上神的儿子的, 这算上儿子的,
the one who can count as God's son,
只有一个生命是神说他是生命的,
only one life that God said is his life.
所以神圣经说, 你独生的儿子,
he said, your only begotten son.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你看见说以撒乃是从圣灵生的,
Isaac was birthed from the Holy Spirit.
以撒乃是从应许生的,
Isaac was birthed of promise.
以撒乃是亚伯拉罕和他的妻子被带到尽头的时候,
it is Isaac was born when Abraham and Sarah were brought to the end of their natural life. We see a life here.
和以斯玛利是完全不一样的。
Very different than Ishmael.
所以圣神能够告诉亚伯拉罕说，你独生的儿子。
So God can say to Abraham, your only begotten son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在我们的主来以前
before the Lord returns,
圣经告诉我们有两个在地上在神的眼光事实上是两个人。
In God's eyes, there are two men.
主耶稣是第二个人。
The Lord Jesus is the second man.
但圣经说第一个人乃是亚当。
The Bible says that the first man is Adam.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你看见亚当第一个人和第二个人不同在哪里呢
What is the difference between the first and second man?
你看见第一个人有血气。
The first man has flesh.
你看第二个人也有生命。
The second man has life.
但是只有第二个人才是生命。
But only the second man has life.
这个是非常非常重要的。
This is very important.
所以我们要知道以撒的生是和所有的生都不一样。
Isaac's birth was different than any other birth.
那个生就告诉我们他生命的性质。
His birth shows us the nature of his life.
在宇宙中只有这个生命。
There is just but one life in the universe.
那个生命和以斯玛利不能够相比的。
This life cannot be compared to Ishmael.
那个生命和亚当不能够相比的。
This life cannot be compared to Adam.
那个生命和我们的生命不能够相比的。
This life cannot be compared to our life.
亚伯拉罕的生命和撒拉的天然的生命一定要被带到尽头。
Abraham and Sarah's natural life has to come to an end.
然后以撒才生下来。
Then Isaac will be born.
换一句话说。
In other words,
你看见说，你看见我们知道那个生命的产生。
We know that the birth.
我们的主降生来到这个地上。
One day our Lord came down to this earth.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这件事情乃是神自己做的。
That is what God did.
你看见没有人能做的。
Nobody else can do this work.
因为没有童女能够生儿子。
Because no virgin can give birth to an
earth.
No virgin can give a birth.
这不可能的一件事。
It's impossible.
但是这个童女怀孕生子
but the virgin who was pregnant and gave birth
就证明说这里有一个生命是个超越的生命
shows that here is a supernatural life
这个生命是个出类拔萃的生命
this is a life that is, that is in a class of its own
所以你没有办法和它和别的类把它放在一起的
you cannot put it together with any other class
你从前在南美啊出了一次瘟疫有了一次很大的瘟疫
you know that there was a pestilence that happened in South America
所以政府就下命令把一片大的草原全通通把它烧掉
and the government said that they had to burn this huge field
所以两年之内可以说一片死的灰在那里
and then for 2 years there were just but ashes in the field
在死的环境里你不可能产生生命
in death there is no life
所以没有人指望在两年之后会有生命产生不可能
nobody ever thought that 2 years later there would come out life
那块地完全被带到了资源的尽头
that life has gone to its natural course of death
结果两年以后
so after 2 years
居然有一朵花就在他们中间开放了
in that field of ashes a flower came out
所以植物学家就要试试看到底这是属于哪一类
so the botanists want to try to figure out what kind of class is this flower
所以经过了好多好多研究
after much research
这里有一个生命不是普通的生命
here was a life that was a natural but not a natural life
这里的生命是从死里面出来的生命
this life came out of death
这个生命乃是告诉你说这个世界已经绝望了
this life tells us that there's no hope in this world
全世界不可能产生这样的生命
there cannot be life coming out of this
感谢主
but thank the Lord
那个生命终于产生了
Finally, that life came out.
现在你怎么把它分类呢
How do you classify it?
所以植物学家他们研究的结果
So what the botanists decided.
最后他们发现说
They finally said.
这个植物应该另外成为一类的
This flower, this plant must be created, classified as a different type.
它自己就是一类的
It's a class of it in its own.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
现在你明白神爱世人
Now you understand. So God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们是什么意思吗
that he gave us his only begotten son.What does that mean?
你明白，有了儿子就有生命。
You know that if there is a son, there is life.
没有儿子就没有生命。
If there is no son, there is no life.
没有儿子，你可以生以实玛利。
No son, you can give birth to Ishmael.
但是没有神，没有儿子就没有那个生命。
But if you don't have the son, there is no life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，整个宇宙中就是这么一个儿子。
The whole universe there is but one son.
代表一个生命。
It represents one life.
是父怀里的生命。
It is the life in the Father's bosom.
它是非受造的生命。
It is an uncreated life.
它是与神同等的生命。
It is the life equivalent to the God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是以撒预表的。
This is what Isaac signified.
所以你看见非常非常有意思的。
So you see, it's very interesting.
我们好不好再看一下一点的记载，很有意思。
Let us read another account.
你看见这个当神告诉亚伯拉罕，当神告诉亚伯拉罕要生以撒的时候
，When God told Abraham that Isaac was to be born,
他说你要给他起名叫以撒。
You will His name shall be called Isaac.
你看见这，你要给他起名叫以撒。
You shall call him Isaac.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，撒拉要给你生个儿子。
The God said that to Sarah that she will have a son.
那你要给他起名叫以撒。
And you will call his name Isaac.
你如果读马太福音的话
，If you read Matthew,
你记得神借着天使向约瑟显现。
You remember that through the angel our God revealed himself to Joseph.
必有童女怀孕生子。
A virgin shall give birth.
那个童女就是玛利亚。
That virgin was Mary.
她要生一个儿子。
She will give birth to a son.
你要给她起名叫做耶稣。
And his name shall be Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你比较亚伯拉罕，你比较以撒的诞生和我们主耶稣的降生。
If you compare the birth of Isaac and the birth of Jesus,
你看你圣灵非常非常的仔细。
The Holy Spirit is very accurate.
的确给我们看，他为着要给我们看见。
It's very specific. He will show us.
那位父怀里独生子是怎样的一位。
That who is that in the Father's bosom?
他有一天怎样道成肉身。
How he was one day will become flesh.
Incarnated.
And he will incarnate.
所以我们知道说他怎样道成肉身。
And how he will incarnate.
他怎样来到这个地上。
And how he will come down to this earth.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
就在犹太人的经典里面。
In the book of the Jews.
在旧约的圣经里面
In the Old Testament
就是今天犹太人他们虽然不相信主耶稣但在他们的书里面
In the book that they see today
你看见给我们看见一幅图画
We see a picture
你看见许许多多的点点滴滴
And then through every all these different details
就给我们看见我们的主的降生和以撒的诞生你看非常非常的相似
We see the similarities between the Lord's birth and Isaac's birth
所以难怪以撒乃是基督的预表
No wonder Isaac is a type of the Lord.
难怪以撒乃是子的预表，怀独生子的预表。
No wonder Isaac is a type of the only begotten son.
所以当神对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑呢
？So when God asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh?
因为撒拉说，我已经年老，果能真的生养吗
？So because Sarah said, I am already old, will I give birth?
然后你看神怎么说
？And what did God say?
耶和华说，耶和华岂有难成的事吗
？The Lord said.Is there anything too difficult for me?
如果你读路加福音的话
If you read Luke
你记不记得天使怎么对这个玛利亚说话
Do you remember what the angel spoke to Mary?
当天使对玛利亚说那些话的时候
When the angel was speaking to Mary
你知道玛利亚怎么说
Do you know what did Mary say?
她说我没有出嫁怎么能有这件事呢
I am not married, how is this possible?
那三十七节有一句话和旧约的话是一模一样的。
And then there's the phrase in verse 37 is the same as the Old Testament.
这个中文的翻译有出入的。
There's something, it's not accurate in the
Chinese. 中文是因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力，但在原文是这样翻译的。
In the original, it says,
在神没有难成的事。
For nothing will be impossible with God.
神怎么对撒拉说？在神有难成的事吗
God asked Sarah, is there anything too difficult for me?
所以等到玛利亚顺服以后
So after Mary obeyed
结果你看见神说在神没有难成的事
God that said, for nothing will be impossible with God
你怎么相信撒拉能够生以撒
How can you believe that Sarah will birth Isaac?
你就能够相信童女能怀孕生子
That is the same way you can believe that a virgin will give birth
两件事都是不可能的事
Both things are impossible
但是稀奇的很
But amazing
你看那些相信旧约圣经的人
Those who believe in the Old Testament,
尤其是犹太人
especially the Jews,
他们能相信他们是撒拉的后裔
they can believe that they're the seed of Sarah.
换一句话说
other words,
他们的历史就是从神迹开始的
in the history, they began through a miracle.
你看见吗不你看见乃是撒拉到了一个不能生育的时候
Sarah came to a point where she could no longer give birth.
就好像一个童女不能怀孕生子一样
just like a virgin who cannot give birth.
但是在神有难成的事吗
but is there anything too difficult for our
Lord? 所以弟兄姊妹 在这里给我们看见
Here we see.
主耶稣的降生一定是个神迹。
The Lord's birth was a miracle.
这是为什么告诉我们说
That is why it says.
他为女人所生。
He was born of a woman.
换一句话说
In other words.
他乃是从童女生的。
He was born of a virgin.
从人来看是不可能的。
It's impossible in man's eyes.
但是他终于生下来。
But he was born.
但他生下来他已经在律法底下。
When he was born under the law.
所以圣经给我们看见说以撒生下来的时候你看以实玛利已经生了。
So we also know that when Isaac was born, Ishmael had already been born.
那我们知道那个时候的撒拉已经很老很老了。
Sarah was already very old.
已经没有力量再奶养她的儿子了。
She no longer had strength to bear her child.
所以非常可能夏甲就是以撒的奶妈。
So most probably Hagar was Isaac's nurse.
所以你看见以撒乃是在夏甲跟以实玛利的环境底下长大的。
So Isaac was born under the shadow of Hagar and Ishmael.
这就是为什么后来你看见他在南地的时候，他常常到一个地方，那就是神向夏甲显现的地方。
So many times you remember that when he was in the Negev, that is where God appeared to Hagar much.
从人的情感来说。
According to the emotion of man.
他当然爱他的母亲。
Of course he loves his mother.
但如果他生下来就是在夏甲和以斯玛利的周围的话。
But if he was born and he was always under the influence of Hagar and Ishmael.
难怪他到了南地的时候他那时候母亲已经过去了。
No wonder when he reached the Negev, his mother had already died.
所以他常常到一口井的旁边。
So he would always go to this well.
那口井就是神向夏甲显现的那口井。
And it was at that well that God revealed himself to Hagar.
所以这些是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就是告诉我们说
It shows us
我们的主生下来的时候
When our Lord was born
他乃是生在律法之下
He was born under the law
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你如果仔细读这些圣经的话
If you carefully read the Bible
那个预表是太清楚的
This type is very clear
为什么生在律法之下呢
Why was he born under the law?
感谢主
Thank you Lord
他要把律法之下的人把他拯救出来
He wants to save those who are under the law
明白吗
Do you understand?
为着什么
For what?
有一个目的
There's one purpose
到了有一天
And one day
你看见以实玛利要被赶走的
Ishmael will be cast out.
然后什么？得着儿子的名分。
And then you will gain sonship.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and
sisters, 我们蒙恩得救。
When we are saved,
你看主乃是把我们从律法里面拯救出来。
The Lord has saved us out of the law.
所以感谢主。
So thank you,
如果你仔细的来读以实玛以撒的故事的话，
If you carefully read the story of Isaac,
你会注意到以撒的点点滴滴，每一点都叫我们想起我们的主来。
You will see that every single detail in Isaac's life reminds us of the Lord.
不光以撒的生是个不平凡的生。
Not only is the birth of Isaac not a common one.
而且我们知道他的成长也是不平凡的成长。
But his growth process was also not common.
我考考大家。
Let me test.
我想你们都是很多都是教主日学的。
I believe many of you are Sunday school teachers.
我问你们一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
你告诉我以撒到底在什么地方生的？
Where was Isaac born?
以撒在什么地方献上？神告诉他说你要献上。
Where did God tell him to offer up Isaac?
如果你要去找到答案的话，
If you are to find the answer,
你一面你发现以撒很像是在希伯伦生的。
On one hand, you think that Isaac was born in Hebron.
但是根据圣经的记载啊，
But according to the Bible,
以撒又很像是在别是巴生的。
It also seems that Isaac could have been born in Beersheba.
但是不管怎么样，
But no matter what,
就算是以撒是在希伯伦生的，
Oh, let's assume he was born in Hebron.
你如果仔细追踪以撒的故事的话，
If you are to carefully read his story,
你知道以撒所住的地方，
You know that where Isaac lived.
圣经告诉我们大半是什么地方吗？
The Bible told us the majority of the time.
圣经特别说到以撒是住在南地的。
That he was born in the Negev.
而在南地特别说到别是巴的。
And in the Negev, you always mention Beersheba.
所以如果你仔细读以撒的一生的话，
If you are to read the whole life of Isaac,
以撒多半的日子都是在别是巴一带的南地在那里过日子的。
He lived most of his life in Beersheba in the Negev.
什么叫做南地？
What is the Negev?
大家都知道。
All of us
南地是迦南地的一部分
that it is part of Canaan.
但是不要忘记了
But let us not forget.
它刚好是在一个很大沙漠的边缘
It is right by the side of a big desert.
那个沙漠就是撒哈拉大沙漠
And it is at the edge of the Sahara Desert.
如果你坐飞机到埃及去的话
If you were to take a plane to Egypt.
你一往那里去看你刚刚要下飞机的时候
Before you land.
你远远望过去是一望无际的黄黄的一片
You will see a great yellow piece of land.
然后你就看见尼罗河两旁的那些青绿的地方
and you will see the greenery right beside the Nile River
还有 Nile Delta 那个三角形的地方是很富裕的
and you'll see the abundance and richness in the Delta, Nile Delta
那不要忘记了南地是什么地方呢
Where is the Negev?
南地严格说来就是撒哈拉沙漠的边缘
Strictly speaking is at the edge of the Sahara Desert
你已经到了撒哈拉沙漠了
You've already reached the Sahara Desert
所以圣经里面好几次讲到干旱疲乏之地没有水的地方
So the Bible always talks about the dry and parched land
那通通是指着南地来说的
It is all speaking of the Negev
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
你要明白说呀这个以撒到底他们怎么长大的
How did Isaac grow?
所以我们要知道说
We need to know this
在以撒那个时候的别是吧
The Beersheba in Isaac's time
根据考古学家告诉我们
According to archaeologists
他们二十年前找到了这口井
They found, 20 years ago, they found a well.
他们相信这个大概就是蒙氏的井，就是 the well of oath. 他们大概相信这个就是。
They believe that this well is the well of oath.
因为那个最少有100英尺那么深。
Because it's at least 100 feet deep.
我们有弟兄啊，丢一块石头进去想量量到底它有多深，没有成功。
A brother actually tried to throw a stone in there to try to measure the depth, but he was not successful.
有人说恐怕在迦南地最深的一口井。
They believe that it could be the deepest well in Canaan.
当然你会发现附近有城门有城的。
You will see around it that you see city gates.
但他们算算的时间最多只能够推到这个所罗门或者大卫，最多推到大卫的时候。
But if they look at it, they counted the age of it, it's probably from the age of David.
所以他们相信最早的东西一定藏在最底下的。
So they believe that the earliest things were probably hidden at the bottom of the well.
所以他们后来真的快到最底下，到了 bedrock, 到了那个矿石了。
When they dug all the way down to the bedrock.
所以那个应该是在亚伯拉罕那个时候以前的事情。
And that is probably what happened at the time of Abraham.
结果他们发现根本别十八那个时候不是一座城。
They noticed then that Beersheba was actually not a city.
圣经里面说从但到别十八来是形容整个迦南的。
When it spoke of
from Dan to Beersheba.
From Dan to Beersheba, it was speaking of a whole Canaan.
这个但是最北边的城。
Dan was the most northern part.
这个就 Beersheba 是最南边的城。
Beersheba was the most southern part.
但是不要忘记
，But do not forget.
这个是后来才是两座城之间的。
This has only happened afterwards between those two cities.
但是根据考古学告诉我们
，According to archaeologists,
在亚伯拉罕那个时候
，The time of Abraham.
如果考古学家找到那口井真的是亚伯拉罕那口井的话
，If that well is indeed the well of Abraham,
那就是告诉我们说
，It tells us
在那个时候
，At that time,
别十八就是那么一口井。
Beersheba was but that well.
而且就是亚伯拉罕所种的垂丝柳树。
And is but what the tamarisk tree that Abraham had buried.
所以那个地方根本不是一座城啊。
That was indeed not a city.
那个根本就是干旱疲乏之地。
That was a land that was dry and parched.
所以有一口井特别宝贵的。
There is a very precious
well.
亚伯
那些树也是特别宝贵的。
And there are several precious trees.
那弟兄姊妹，为什么亚伯拉罕栽了一个垂丝柳树呢
？Why did Isaac plant a tamarisk tree?
因为你如果仔细读以赛亚书五十三章的话
，If you are to read carefully Isaiah 53,
五十三章讲到我们的主的时候
，When it speaks of our Lord,
他说他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像干根处于干地。
It says, "For he grew up before him like a tender shoot in a dry and parched land."
这就是我们的主刚刚在地上的三十年。
This is what our Lord's life was in the 30 years.
尤其他头三十年
，especially the first 30 years.
圣经告诉我们，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
He grew up like a tender shoot.
但是像根处于干地。
But like a root in the parched land.
如果你有一棵他妈，如果你有一棵垂丝柳树的话
，If you have a tamarisk tree,
你知道在那一块的地里面，你从地找不到水分的。
In that land, you will not find any water.
因为当太阳晒在那块地的时候
，because when the sun is on the land,
那个地根本是烘干，完全烘干烘干的。
That land becomes very dry, very parched.
所以你看见说这个根处于干地，它得不着地的供应的。
You will see that the root coming out cannot gain anything.
这个树在那里成长和地没有关系。
The tree who is growing up has nothing to do with the land.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这就是我们的主当初怎么来到地上的。
This is how our Lord came down to earth.
那么这个树怎么成长的呢
？How does this tree grow?
原来这个树有很很多很多的枝子。
This tree has many branches.
那么这个枝子里面常常能分泌一些像盐巴一样的东西。
And out of these branches, many times it expels little things like salt.
所以等到晚上经过黑夜的时候。
So in the night.
然后这个树就吸取空中的水分。
This tree absorbs the humidity, the water content in the air.
那么这些空气，那这些水，因为有一颗一颗的盐粒的缘故。
Because you have these different particles of salt.
所以那些空那些水珠呢，就围着每一个的那个盐巴。
So the water surrounds the particles of salt.
你有多少颗盐粒，就有多少颗水珠。
However many grains of salt you have, that's how many water drops.
所以如果你可能在那个晚上过夜的话。
So if you are spending the night.
等到你太阳要出来的时候
，As the sun is rising，
你如果坐在垂丝柳下
，If you're under a tamarisk tree，
你往上看的话
，If you look up，
你每一颗水珠都好像明亮，都好像一颗星星在空中一样。
Every single water drop is like a star in the sky。
每一颗水珠也像人的泪珠一样。
Every water drop is like tears。
然后慢慢的它就挥发掉了。
Slowly it evaporates。
那么坐在底下的人呢
？And the ones sitting under a tamarisk tree，
他们就非常就得着凉爽了。
Will be very breezy。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的主宰。 怎么来到这个地上。
This is how our Lord came to this earth.
他在做我们的救主之前。
Before he was our Savior.
他先做我们的朋友。
He was our friend.
所以弟兄姊妹，他虽然像根出于甘地。
Even though he was a, like a root out of plant ground.
但是只要你肯坐在他的树荫底下。
Was as long as you were willing to sit under his shade.
你不可能不得着他的凉爽和他的供应。
You cannot help but gain the food from him and the breeze.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers
and sisters. 难怪你看见说是在别示巴的时候神的话临到亚伯拉罕。
It was at Beersheba that the word came to Abraham.
带着你的儿子。
Take your son.
就是你所爱的独生的儿子。
Your only begotten son who you love.
然后找到了摩利亚把他献上。
Take him to Moriah and offer
him. 后来神从复活里面把以撒拿回来以后。
And after through resurrection he gained Isaac back.
圣经告诉我们说他们就住在别示巴。
The Bible tells us that they lived in Beersheba.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你如果仔细读他的故事
If you carefully read the story,
我们可以说
We can say,
以撒根本就是在别示巴长大的
Isaac grew up in Beersheba.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他那像根一样出于甘地
He was like a root out of parched ground.
所以你如果把这一段圣经和我们的主在地上的生平对比的话
If you compare this passage and our Lord's life on earth,
你看见以撒怎样的预表
You will see how Isaac is a type of our Lord.
当然不止如此。
Not only that.
我们要整个以撒故事的最高峰。
We know the apex of Isaac's life.
就是有一天神对亚伯拉罕说。
Is one day God spoke to Abraham.
你带着你的以撒。
Take your Isaac.
到摩利亚地去。
Go to Moriah.
把他献为燔祭。
And offer him as a sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们读这段故事的时候。
When we read the scripture.
你要记得在宇宙中。
In the universe.
在这段故事里面。
In this passage,
有两个父亲，有两个儿子。
There are two fathers, there are two sons.
亚伯拉罕认识神是他的父亲。
Abraham knew that God was his father.
所以当神说你把你的独生子献上的时候，他愿意。
So when God said to go and offer up your only begotten son, he was willing.
如果亚伯拉罕愿意，以撒不愿意，这件事情不会成功。
If Abraham was willing, but Isaac was not willing, then it would not.
所以你看，这里有两个父亲。
Here you see two fathers.
这里有两个儿子。
You see two sons.
实在说来。神要的不是以撒
God did not want Isaac
借着献以撒神要的乃是亚伯拉罕
Through the offering of Isaac God wanted Abraham
弟兄姊妹亚伯拉罕果然没有留下一样的好处不给我们的神
Abraham actually did not keep anything from God
当他把以撒给出去他把他自己给出去
as he gave out Isaac he gave of himself
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
Do you see that?
在这里有两个父亲
There are two fathers
有两个儿子
There are two sons
那根据我们的圣经
According to our Bible
尤其是中文的翻译
Especially in the Chinese
你知道亚伯拉罕对仆人说对仆人怎么说呢
You know what Abraham told the servants?
他告诉仆人说你们再去等一等
He told the servants to wait
我和童子就往那里去拜一拜
I will go with my son to worship
所以每次我们叫了 the lad 那个童子这个童子我们常常觉得是很小很小的
Many times when we see this word lad we think it's very young
但是我们要知道圣经怎么用这个字的
But how does the Bible use this word?
那首先你要记得这个前面二十二章前面有二十一章
Before chapter 22 is chapter 21.
而二十一章里面给我们看见夏甲和以斯玛利被赶出去了。
And chapter 21 describes the casting out of Hagar.
然后夏甲就把孩子就撇在小树的底下。
And Hagar put the lad under the tree.
然后神又告诉夏甲说。
And then God told Hagar.
你要把童子要抱在怀中。
Bring your lad into your bosom.
所以如果这样的话，在你的感觉里面，这个童子一定很小的。
So you might think that under your impression that this lad is very young.
那不要忘记啊，二十一章的童子跟二十章童子是一个字的。
The word lad in chapter 21 and chapter 22 is the same.
但事实上，以斯玛利那个时候已经不小了。
But Ishmael at that time was not young.
他已经不是在怀里的，在母亲怀里的个儿子了。
He is not a son in the mother's womb.
这一次他在妈妈的怀里，因为他生病了。
He was in the mother's womb this time because he was sick.
因为那个地方是疲乏干旱之地。
It was a dry and parched land.
所以很可能中暑了，所以他在妈妈的怀里。
Probably he had a heat stroke. That's why he was.
所以我们不要忘记这里的以斯玛利。如果你根据圣经记载的，他已经很不小的年龄了。
According to the scripture, Ishmael was already quite old.
他十四岁的时候，以撒生下来。
He was 14 years old when Isaac was born.
以撒断奶的时候，以斯玛利才被赶出来的。
When Isaac was weaned, that's when Ishmael was cast out.
那么根据圣经的记载，断奶乃是三岁到五岁之间。
According to the Bible, children were weaned between 3 and 5 years old.
所以以斯玛利最少是十七岁到十九岁中间。
Ishmael was at least 17 or 19.
那这个就是二十一章的童子。
And this is what the lad in chapter 22.
二十二章的童子也是这样。
The same thing, the lad in chapter 22.
这就告诉我们以撒最少是二十岁以上的人了。
Isaac was at least 20 years old.
而且更有意思的。
Not only that.
你知道圣经说有两个仆人呢。
The Bible says that there are two servants.
那个两个仆人在原文和那个童子是一个字的。
The two young men or the two lads is the same word as the other lads.
所以事实上那两个仆人不可能是小孩子嘛。
Those two servants couldn't have been children.
所以这里的 lad, 这里在原文这个童子有三个人是同跟亚伯拉一起走的。
In this chapter you see that three lads accompanied Abraham.
所以很可能亚伯拉已经125岁了。
So most probably Abraham was 125 years old.
而且很可能以撒已经25岁了。
And probably Isaac was around 25.
所以你看老人家只能拿着火跟刀。
So you could see that the old man can only take the fire and the knife.
那么在摩利亚山上点火是很不简单的件事。
On Mount Moriah, it's very difficult to build a fire.
所以那个燔祭的柴要扛在他的身上的。
So all the materials for that offering had to be upon his shoulders.
所以我们要知道亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候。
So we know that when Abraham offered up.
我们晓得以撒已经不是小孩子了。
Isaac was not a kid.
他懂得怎么保卫他自己。
He knew how to protect himself.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你读整个故事的时候。
If you read the whole story.
你看见这里不只是亚伯拉罕是顺服的
Not only was Abraham obedient
你看见以撒也是顺服的
But Isaac was obedient too
两个儿子都是顺服的
Two sons were obedient
两个父亲都要求顺服
Two fathers required obedience
而两个儿子同样的顺服
And the two sons obeyed
你看见这里亚伯拉罕没有以撒没有挣扎的
Here Isaac did not struggle
如果以撒挣扎他一点办法都没有
If Isaac struggled then nothing would happen
现在我的儿子比我长得又高又大
Today my son is bigger than I am
现在我要把他摆放在什么地方都不行的
I can't put him anywhere I want
他稍微推一下就差不多了
He just has to push me away
所以你知道这个老人和这个青年人在一起走的时候
And when they were the young man and the old man walking
我们只想到亚伯拉罕怎样献上以撒
We only remember Abraham offering up Isaac
亚伯拉罕怎样爱他的神
We remember how Abraham loved God
不错
True
他知道一切都是从神来的
He knew that all came from God
他认识神是他的父
He knew God as his father
他看见他自己不过是儿子一切都是成
He knew that he was the son.
他把神所给的再放在神的手里面。
He gave back to God what God had given him.
这个对他来讲没有困难的。
He said that was not difficult for him.
这就是亚伯拉罕的奉献。
That is Abraham's.
什么叫奉献呢
？What is consecration?
奉献你是把神放在你的手里，你再给他。
It is to put God in your hands and to give it back to him.
如果你没有看见神是父
，If you do not see God as Father,
哪一个人能奉献的
？Nobody can consecrate.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见这里有一个儿子是亚伯拉罕。
Here you see a son, Abraham.
但是更重要的。
But more important.
当亚伯拉罕要把以撒献上的时候
As Abraham was about to offer Isaac,
你看见以撒心甘情愿
Isaac was willing
没有挣扎也没有奋斗
He did not struggle at all
你看见当他老父亲把他放在祭坛上的时候
When his elderly father put him upon the altar
他一点的反抗都没有
He did not struggle at all
他爱他的父亲
He loved his father
就像他父亲爱他的神一样
Just like his father loved his God
所以弟兄姊妹
So brother and sister
这个就是奉献的故事
This is the story of consecration
这就是亚伯拉罕的故事
This is Abraham's story
这和以撒的故事
and Isaac's story.
但是不要忘记
But do not forget,
圣经说到摩利亚地区
The Bible said they went to Moriah
所以我们知道
Let us, we know
我以撒乃是在摩利亚献上的
Isaac was offered up on Mount Moriah
但是不要忘记弟兄姊妹
Do not forget
2000年前
2000 years ago
神爱世人
God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
Gave his only begotten son
他在什么地方给了我们呢
Where was he given to us
也是在摩利亚山上
It was also on Mount Moriah
有的人说不是哥哥他山吗
Some people say wasn't it on Golgotha
错你如果懂得耶路撒冷地理的话
True, if you know geography in Israel
你知道耶路撒冷有一个东山有一个西山
There is a
Eastern
an eastern hill and a western hill
那整个的东山就是摩利亚山
The eastern hill is all Mount Moriah
摩利亚山靠近山谷的地方叫做锡安山
Mount Moriah near the valley is called Zion
然后再上去一点现在圣殿所在原来圣殿所在地方那么就是我们所知道的摩利亚山
And a little higher up where the temple was that is Mount Moriah
但是不止如此
But not only that
那个不光那个是摩利亚山
Not only was that Mount Moriah
甚至于再往北走
If you continue north
当主耶稣为我们钉十字架的哥哥他山
and on the Golgotha mountain
那个也是摩利亚山的一部分
that is also a part of Mount Moriah
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
为什么亚伯拉罕需要到摩利亚山去呢
why did Abraham have to go to Mount Moriah
因为以撒是个预表
because Isaac is a type
以撒神怎样亚伯拉罕怎样在摩利亚山把以撒献上
how Abraham offered up Isaac on Mount Moriah
2000年前
2000 years ago
我们的主就是神独生的爱子
our Lord the only begotten son
也是在摩利亚山
also on Mount Moriah.
怎样为我们钉在十字架。
How he was nailed to the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主乃是顺服神，一直顺服到死。
Our Lord was a son who obeyed God until the very end.
他说父所给我的杯，我岂能不喝。
He said, the cup that the Father gives me, can I not drink it?
谁让我们记得。
So let us remember.
当我们的主为我们做赎罪之前，他已经为我们做了赎，已经为我们做了燔祭。
Before the Lord was an atonement for us, he already was a
burnt offering
for us.
我们知道说，因着他愿意，我愿意把他自己为了神的旨意舍去。
He was willing to give of himself because of God's will.
然后才可能为我们钉在十字架上。
That was the only reason he could be crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
两千年前
，2000 years ago,
你在摩利亚山上所看见的
，What you saw on Mount Moriah,
乃是有一位比以撒更大的。
There was one greater than Isaac.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹
，Thank the Lord.
现在你明白了
，Now you understand.
为什么马太福音一开始告诉我们
？Why at the beginning of Matthew it tells us?
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的后裔，耶稣基督的家谱。
The heir of Abraham,
descendants
of Abraham, Isaac, the genealogy of our Lord.
我们知道说，在希腊原文里面
，We know that in the Greek,
形容耶稣基督的时候
，When you describe Jesus Christ,
他的次序是这样的
，The sequence is such.
是所罗门是大卫的儿子
，It is the son of David.
大卫所罗门的是亚伯拉罕的儿子
，The son of Abraham.
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
换一句话说
In other words,
整本马太福音所介绍的
What Matthew describes,
这位主耶稣
the Jesus that
Christ, 乃是包含在两个人的故事里面
is encompassed in two stories.
大卫的儿子是谁呢
Who is the son of David?
所罗门
Solomon.
所罗门特点在哪里呢
What is his feature?
因为南方的女王都来听他的智慧话
Because even the queen of Sheba came to listen to his wise words.
那么我们知道说从马太第一章到二十五章那就是我们所罗门的智慧话
We know that Matthew 1 through 5 shows us the words of wisdom of our Solomon.
但是最后三章告诉我们什么
Chapters 1 through 25.
他乃是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
But the last three chapters tell us that he is the son of Abraham.
就是以撒的故事所告诉我们。
It is the story of Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
非常清楚的
It is very clear.
当我们读马太福音最后三章的时候
When we read the last three chapters of Matthew,
你看见我们的主怎样为我们钉在十字架上。
You see how the Lord was crucified on the cross.
你看见他甘心把他自己的命舍去。
He was willing to give of his life to us.
他没有挣扎。
He did not struggle.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是父怀里那位独生子。
This is the only begotten son in the Father's bosom.
他与父向来的交通没有间断过。
He never had his communion with the Father broken.
但是为着担当你的罪和我的罪。
But to bear your sin and my sin.
当所有的罪归在主耶稣身上的时候。
When all of the sin upon the world was upon him.
天上的神就掩面不看他。
The heavenly Father turned away.
父和子的交通。
The fellowship between the Father and the Son.
就在那几万分之一秒中间，为着你我中断掉了。
In those milliseconds for you and for me was broken.
就在那个时候。
And at that time.
主就为我们完成了救赎的工作。
The Lord did us gave us the work of salvation.
然后很快那个关系就恢复了。
And then quickly that relationship was restored.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
？Do you see?
人间最大的痛苦就是分别的痛苦。
Among men, the biggest pain or hurt is to the pain of separation.
在神的宝座上。
On the throne of God.
父与子是从来没有分开过的。
The Father and the Son have never been separated.
你读亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的故事。
If you read Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob, 只有以撒从来没有离开，只有以撒是从来没有离开过迦南的。
Only Isaac was the only one who never left Canaan.
我们的主向来是在父怀里独生子。
Our Lord forever was in the Father's bosom.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
因着你和我的缘故
，Because of you and me,
你看见吗？
You see?
他愿意把自己完全的献上。
He was willing to give of himself completely.
为做满足父神的心意
to accomplish the Lord's heart,
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见很明显的
very clearly,
这给我们看见我们的主
we see that our Lord,
他怎样为我们死在哥哥他上
how he died for us on Golgotha,
但是不光如此
but not only that,
我们知道说以撒献上的地方
where Isaac was offered,
就是后来以色列圣殿所盖的地方
was where the temple of Israel was built
圣殿乃是预表教会
Temple is a type of the church.
那教会是怎么产生的
？How was the church born?
你要问我们的主在哪里，神把他献上的。
You have to ask where did the Lord offer him up?
我们知道神是在哥哥他，也是在摩利亚山把他的儿子献上的。
God on Golgotha, on Mount Moriah, offered up his son.
所以因着这个缘故
，So for that reason,
难怪在哥哥他山的附近
，No wonder near Golgotha,
在山底下有个很大的洞。
There's a big hole at the bottom of the mountain.
所有圣殿的石头都从那里凿出来的。
And all of the temple stones were drawn out of that hole.
然后用地心吸力就从高的地方慢慢就推到圣殿山那里去。
And through gravity, they pushed it downwards to where the
temple was built. 然后圣殿就这样建造起来。
And that's where the temple was built.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
？Now you understand.
以撒为什么要在摩利亚山被献上呢
？Why did Isaac have to be offered on Mount Moriah?
因为哪里有摩利亚山，哪里就有圣殿。
Wherever is Mount Moriah, that is where the temple.
哪里有哥哥他山，哪里就有教会。
Wherever the Golgotha is, that is where the church is.
所以你看他的肋旁流出血和水来。
So by his side came out water and blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们都成为活石。
We are all living stones.
我们这个活石从什么地方凿出来的
？Where are these living stones drawn out from?
那就在哥哥他附近的矿坛里面凿出来的。
It is out of near the Golgotha.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当我们这些活石来到一起的时候
，When the living stones gather together.
当我们聚在一起的时候
，When we all gather together.
我们都从最高的地方
，We start from the very top.
慢慢就滑到最。低的地方
and we slide down to the lower part,
然后我们彼此建造
and then we are built up together.
你看见教会就完全得着建造
and then the church is completely built.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这个就是亚伯这就是以撒的故事
this is the story of Isaac.
但是不止如此
but not only that.
圣经还给我们看见以撒怎么娶利伯家
the Bible also shows us how Isaac married Rebecca.
给我们看见神怎么呼召他的教会
how he calls his church.
当利伯家还不知道的时候
before Rebecca even knew.
亚伯拉罕和他的仆人已经商量好了。
Abraham and his servant already discussed.
这个仆人要在亚伯拉罕面前起誓。
This servant had to take an oath before Abraham.
我们知道远远在神创立世界以前。
Before the foundation of the world.
你知道在神格的会议里面。
In the Godhead.Then the council of the Godhead.
我们知道说父神和子神和圣灵已经同意了。
God the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit already agreed.
神说那人独居不好。
That a man, it's not good for a man to be alone.
让我们来为他选一个配偶。
Let us have a helpmate for him.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们的主为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord went to the cross.
圣灵就降下来了。
The Holy Spirit came down.
那圣灵你在地上做什么工作呢
What is the work of the Holy Spirit?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
要得着一个利伯家。
To gain a Rebecca.
要得着一个教会。
To gain the church
来许配给他的儿子
to be trusted to his son
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是神永远的旨意
this is God's eternal purpose
我们从以撒的身上
through Isaac's life
我们能看得非常非常的清楚
we can see it very clearly
我们的时间已经没有了
our time is up
我们今天只能说到这里
we can only speak until here
我们礼拜六晚上还要继续
we will continue Saturday night
我们要看亚伯拉罕以撒怎样的娶利伯家
we want to see how Isaac married Rebecca
这给我们看见儿子
she speaks of son
让我们看见我们怎样得着儿子的名分
then we can see how we are gain sonship
然后你看见我们怎样蒙恩长大
and how by grace we can grow up
然后我们怎样的能够聚在一起
and how we can live together
叫神能够得着一个团体的见证
that God can have a collective testimony
感谢主弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这就是神的旨意
this is God's will
儿子的名分
sonship
借着以撒的图画来告诉我们
through the picture of Isaac he shows
但愿主祝福他的话
may the Lord bless his words
我们低头祷告
let us pray
主啊我们把这些话再交在你手里
Lord we commit these words back to you
虽然聚会散去
Even though the meeting ends
你的话继续在我们里面说话
May your word continue to speak to us
把这些图画画在我们的里面
Paint these pictures in our lives
让我们认识你独一的神独生的儿子
That we might know your only begotten son
因为这就是永生
Because that is eternal life
我们感谢你
We thank you
我们敬拜你
We worship you
但愿你继续的带领我们
You continue to lead us
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名
In Jesus' precious name we pray
Amen